Hi there, and welcome to the second episode of my Spiritual and Sexy podcast. I'm your host, Samantha, and today I will be talking about crystals slash gemstones. A little later on, I will be taking some sexy adult quizzes, completely random this time. So, without further ado, let's get settled and have some fun. Crystals and gemstones have been used for magical, spiritual, divination and healing purposes for thousands and thousands of years. If you've got someone witchy or a little bit spiritual or into Reiki or dealing with their chakras in your life, then they probably have one, two or a few of these crystals around the house. Some believe the practice of working with crystals began with the Mesopotamians, and others believe it was the ancient Egyptians that started the trend. I don't believe either is right or wrong. Now, you can use these beautiful stones in all aspects of your life. However, I will be focusing on the best stones to use for self-love, love within relationships, and enhancing your sex life. If you're curious about stones for other purposes, please do get in touch and I will help as best as I can. I personally love, love, love crystals and gemstones, and I have my very own collection of them, a very large collection of them as well. My favourite out of the ones I use purely for love and sex is currently a rose quartz gemstone, and it is in the shape of male genitals. That's right. I have a 1-inch penis with tiny balls hanging about in my bedroom. Now, it was a present from a best friend, and it has been the topic of some very funny conversations between us both. I personally would recommend that you get one as it can help you keep extra focused on the reason you are using it, especially when you're trying to work with sexual affirmations or manifestation. When choosing a crystal to work with, go for the one you are drawn to, even if it's not aesthetically pleasing. If you get a light, warm energy from the stone, it is a very good indication that it's meant for you. If you get a heavy, cold energy from it, leave it alone. Do not be silly enough to take it home with you. It's always good to cleanse and charge your stones before using them anyway, but sometimes stones hold energy you shouldn't even be given a chance to. Some's put there on purpose, naughty, naughty. Other is completely by accident if someone's having a bad day and they've touched it and accidentally transferred energy. If you're in a shop or at a stall and have the chance to personally pick out your own stone, slowly run your hand over the stones but without actually touching them. Stones meant for you can cause energy that feels like your hands or fingers are warming up and being pulled towards a specific stone. If you get a good vibe, pay for it and take it home. As I said earlier, it's always a good idea to cleanse your stone as soon as you get home, unless, of course, you've bought it from someone witchy online or from a friend and they've already cleansed and charged it for you. A simple cleansing ritual for stones that cannot be damaged by water is this. Submerge the stones in salt water. Now, it can be any kind of salt water. It can be sea salt, rock salt, table salt. Salt is basically all the same. Then you are to leave the bowl in sunlight for a few hours. Pat them dry and leave them out so they can then be charged by the moonlight. Now, if you aren't sure if your stones can or cannot be damaged by water, ditch the water entirely and just place them directly into the salt. Another natural option is to hold the stone under running water. Tap water is absolutely fine. However, if you do have safe access to natural water source like a stream, you can hold your stone under the water. Obviously, be very careful whilst you're doing that. Alternatively, if water isn't your thing at all, light some incense and pass the stone through the smoke a few times. Make sure you're very, very safe with your incense, because the last thing you want is to cleanse your stone but then burn down your house. That's a no-no. Now, depending on how often you use specific stones and what for, it is a good idea to cleanse and charge them periodically to keep them vibrant and to keep your intention a little bit purer than it normally would, because, like I said, energy gets absorbed and you don't want the wrong energy messing with your affirmations or spells. Now, to charge your stones, try and center yourself before using them. If you can, place both of your feet, preferably bare but not a necessity, on the floor. Inside is good, but outside is better, so you're connected to the earth. Take a deep breath before letting it out slowly. Clear your mind of negative thoughts and only focus on the intention you have for that specific stone. Then, put it down, walk away from it, and do something different entirely for a minute or two so you're not thinking about your stone. This sets your soul intention, and when you next pick it up to use it, have that intention in your mind. Do try to keep your stones out of the way of other people. Stones absorb energy, and you don't want to use one that someone else has accidentally transferred their energy to. That genuinely happened to me once. One of my best friends had picked up my amethyst pendulum. We'd been messing around with it. She'd picked it up by the stone itself and passed it to me. Now, I, without thinking, took it from her and immediately felt dizzy, like someone had smacked me around the head. She was very stressed, and I do believe feeling poorly at the time, and she had accidentally transferred her energy onto my pendulum. It was way out of balance, no offense, babes, and it had gone from her to the stone straight into me, nearly knocks me flying off my feet. No joke. Trust me, I learned my lesson. If anyone goes near my stones now, they get a warning, and it's normally get the F away from my stones. You can arrange stones and crystals around your house and even carry them on your person. It is good to arrange them in clusters around your home using different stones that work together for different rooms depending on the energy you want for that specific room. You can even put them in your pockets, or if you're a bit like me, stash them in your bra if you wear one. If sometimes you forget that your gemstones are tucked into your bra along with your boobs, it can cause some very strange looks when said bra is being removed. Now, it's even funnier when your bra is getting removed quickly for passionate reasons and the bra and the stones get thrown to one side, because then you have to explain what the loud bangs were as the stones connect with something. Now, I'm not saying this happens to me a lot, but it has happened to me a fair few times, because it's just natural for me just to shove it in my bra, keep it there. It's fine. But the conversation that normally follows that is, what the fuck was that? Oh, that was just my crystals. In your bra? Well, yeah, where else am I meant to put them? I don't have pockets. Yes, that can be incredibly awkward, but what's even more awkward, and for me even funnier, is when passion ends, I then have to go find my stones to put them back in my bra. Hope for your lover, who now has chipped furniture because of your heavy stones, has a good sense of humour. If not, just don't go back. Problem solved. Do try not to put them in the washing machine. Yes, technically they are being cleansed, but they won't do your washing machine any good, or your dryer for that matter. So do check your bra, do check your pockets, your coat pockets, inside your socks, in your hat, I don't know, wherever you keep them, do check before they go into a machine. If you don't fancy carrying stones around with you, they can also be purchased as beautiful jewellery, so you can still benefit from the energies the stones have. Gemstones are found in most New Age, spiritual and natural healing type stores, both on and offline. They are everywhere. I've chosen 11 stones for this episode, but this is just a guideline. Do feel free to get in touch with what you personally use if the stone isn't already on this list. Number 1, rose quartz. This is used to attract true love, compassion, and it helps to build intimacy. Number 2, garnet. This is used to ignite passion, which can be quite feisty, so be careful with this one. Number 3 is emerald. This is used to guard against lust. The myth behind this gem is the emerald loses its vibrant colour if your lover is unfaithful. Number 4, amethyst. This is used for spiritual love, self-control and calming emotions. Number 5, bloodstone. This is used to stimulate sexual and physical contact as it energises blood flow. Number 6, rhodochrite. This is used to enhance self-worth, confidence, empowerment and it helps with jealousy. Number 7, blue lace agate. This is used for nurturing, soothing emotions, expression and communication. Number 8, citrine. This is used for balancing dominant personalities and boosting personal power. Number 9, black tourmaline or tourmaline, not sure how it's pronounced. This is used for absorbing negativity. It's good to have around if there are a lot of arguments going on, but do cleanse this stone often. Number 10, jade. This stone is used for stability, enhancing your sense of belonging, and it also balances the heart chakra. And finally, number 11, diamond, obviously. This is used for everlasting love. So many engagement rings have a diamond as its focal point, and this is why. Well, that's the end of part one. Thank you for listening. If you would like to get in touch, please do so. My email address is spiritualandsexy@gmail.com. My Instagram and Twitter are @spiritual_sexy. My TikTok is @spiritualandsexy. And my Facebook is @spexypodcast. Coming up next is Sexy Giggle Time. Hi there and welcome back. This is part two of episode two. Now this is Sexy Giggle Time and I have three quizzes to do today. The first quiz is plan a first date and we'll predict what your next boyfriend will be like. Hopefully not a narcissist. Question one. Let's start by setting a time for the date. What works best for you? Friday night, Saturday afternoon, Sunday afternoon, Monday after work or Wednesday afternoon? I'm going to go straight off the bat with Saturday afternoon, and then if it was a good date, it can turn into Saturday night. Wink, wink. Question two. Where would you like to go for your date? Let's get some coffee. Let's go see a movie. Let's try that hip new restaurant. Let's go to a wine bar. Let's go to a dive bar. Let's go hiking. Let's go to a fancy restaurant. Let's go dancing. Let's go to the museum. Oh, see, that's tricky. Definitely not coffee. I don't drink the devil's jizz. I suppose it would depend on if it's a first date or not. See, going for a quick coffee, that's good to get things started. But if I had to choose between a movie and the museum, oh, let's go for a bit of culture, because at most museums they have a cafe anyway, so that's museum and a coffee. Question three. What would you like to talk about? Oh, you know, just regular getting to know you stuff. General chatter about favourite TV shows and podcasts. Intense, kinda wild stories from our pasts. Our favourite writers, musicians and artists. Oh, just flirty light conversation, a lot of jokes. Whatever he wants to talk about is fine with me. I see, for a date, you want it to be flirty and light, and you want it to be a bit funny. Intense stories can wait to another time. Okay, just regular getting to know you stuff I'll go for. Question four, what would you like to drink? Wine, craft beer, beer and a shot combo, coffee, vodka soda, Negroni, did I pronounce that correctly? Cosmopolitan, margarita, glass of water, straight off the bat, vodka soda for me. Question five, pick one thing that would really impress you in conversation. Says really nice things about his mum, but not in a weird way. Asks lots of thoughtful questions about you. Casually mentions loving one of your all-time favourite books, movies, records, etc. Cool stories about travel and adventures. Sarcastic, biting sense of humour. Mentions a few things that make it clear that he's got some serious money. Oh no, that one's absolutely not. I'm not there for your cash, please don't flash it. Oh, see, mine would be a mixture of good humour, mentioning one of my all-time favourites and asking lots of thoughtful questions. But if I have to pick one, humour wins out. Make me laugh and that's it. Oh, not in that kind of way. Question six. Things are going well. Are you up for taking this date to a second location? Let's get a snack at a food truck. Let's go to a bar. Let's go dancing. Let's go back to his place. Let's take a walk along the beach. Let's not, it's getting late. Well, I don't live near a beach, so I'm going to say let's go to a bar, which then may or may not lead to let's go back to his place. No, I'm kidding. I'm a lady. I wouldn't do that. Let's go to a bar. Question seven. So are you going to make out? Well, nah, just a quick kiss goodbye at the end. Yeah, of course. Only if he makes a move, I'm not initiating anything. Yes, but only if it's super romantic and sweet. Only if we're somewhere out of sight, I'm not into PDA. I'm ready to do a lot more than just make out. Well, that just depends on how good the date went, surely. Oh, are we going to make out? Are we going to make out? If it was a really, really good date and we got on really, really well, and it wasn't just a first date, I think, then I would go for yes, of course. Oh, great. So I got my next boyfriend will be like a tattooed badass, you know, a bad boy type. But let's not jump to conclusions. A lot of tattooed badass types aren't actually bad guys at all. Some of them are real sweethearts. I absolutely 100% do not and will not be falling for any more badass bad boy types. No. Bad quiz. Quiz number two is, rate these guys and we'll reveal what you really need in a man. Okay, so the first one is Chris Hemsworth. No or extremely hot? I'm going to go sort of in the middle of that one. Zayn Malik. Oh, no. Sorry, ladies and gents. Not my type. Idris Elba. Yes, extremely hot. Norman Reedus. Oh my God. The Boondock Saints. If you've never watched it, get it watched, then get back to me. Extremely hot. Justin Bieber. No offence. No. Dev Patel. I'm going to leave that in the middle because he's kind of cute. Kind of not my type, but kind of cute, but kind of not my type. Drake. No. Sorry, not my type. Oscar Isaac. Oh, he's with BB-8 in that photo. I love BB-8. Okay, you can stay in the middle purely because BB-8's there. Harry Styles. No. Sorry. Absolutely not. The Weeknd. We're going to go in the middle. He's kind of cute. He's not too bad. Kevin James. No, sorry. It's not my type. Sendhil Ramamurthy. I do apologise if I pronounce that massively incorrectly, but no. Quavo? No, thank you. Peter Dinklage. I'm sorry, right, but I've got a bit of a weird crush on Peter Dinklage, so he can stay in the middle. Donald Glover. He can stay in the middle. Oof. Adam Driver. Extremely hot. Yes, excuse me. Move along. Thank you. Ed Sheeran. Oh, extremely hot. I'm sorry, but he is. Colin Firth. Oh, I've got a thing. I have. Oh, God. My weird freaky kinks are coming out now. Kumail Nanjiani. Now, I recognise him. He's very funny. He's very cute. He can stay in the middle. Seth Rogen. Oh, extremely hot. I can't help it. I'm sorry. Daniel Day Kim. Hawaii 5-0. Yes. Andy Samberg. Not my type. Nope. Adam Scott. He's going to stay in the middle because he's quite cute, actually. G-Dragon. Not my type. Sorry. Christopher Maloney. Did you all see him in The Runaway Bride? Check out that ass. Diego Luna. He's going to stay in the middle. I want to mess up his hair. Tom Holland. Ooh. No. Sorry. Sorry. Jeff Goldblum. You can stay in the middle. Oh my word. Okay, I'm done. Oh, I got decisive. You need a man who knows what he wants and goes for it, whether it's his career, his relationships, or most any dilemma in life. It's not always easy to be decisive, so it's a relief and kind of exciting to be with a guy who doesn't get frozen in indecision. Yes! Good quiz. That is exactly what I want. Excuse the finger click there, but that is what I want. Thank you. And finally, we have quiz three, which is, which Hogwarts house are you in bed? Oh my. Question one, which Hogwarts professor gets your blood pumping? Severus Snape, Rubus Hagrid, Pomona Sprout, Remus Lupin, Sybil Trelawney, Gilderoy Lockhart. Oh, see, now, why did they have to put Snape and Lupin in the same question? Okay, I'm gonna go with Lupin. Question two, if these names were sex positions, which would you be most into? I'm probably going to pronounce these incorrectly, I do apologise. Quirinus Quirrell, Neville Longbottom, Wilhelmina Grubblyplank, Bartimus Crouch. Oh, I like the sound of Quirinus Quirrell, don't know why. Question four, which Weasley would you most like to wheeze? I beg your pardon. Ginny, Ron, Fred, George, Percy, Charlie, or Bill? I'm going to go for Bill Weasley. Question five. Which spell best describes your sex life? Obviously, I'm not that massive a fan. Aqua Eructo, Silencio, Anapneo, Bombarda Maxima, Cave Inimicum. I probably pronounced that incorrectly. Confundo, Diminuendo, Avada Kedavra. Purely because it made me laugh, I'm going to go for Cave Inimicum. Which Quidditch term are you most like in bed? Chaser, Beater, Snitch, Keeper, Seeker, Bludger. Psh, I'm a keeper. Yeah, absolutely. Do you think Voldemort has a penis? Well, he doesn't have a nose. Does he? Of course. No, he doesn't. I refuse to think about it. I sure hope so. Well, I hadn't thought about it. I sure hope so. These questions are weird. Who is the real hero of the series? Harry, Hermione, Ronald, Dumbi, Neville, Tom Riddle. Does Dumbi mean Dobby? I haven't read the books. Don't come for me. I'm going to go for Dumbi and hope it means Dobby. Which Harry Potter hero gets your robes in a twist? Harry Potter? Nope, sorry. Draco Malfoy? Nope, sorry. Neville Longbottom? Nope, sorry. Victor Krum? Yes. Finally, which magical candy are you getting naughty with? Bertie Bott's Every Flavour Beans, Chocolate Frogs, Hagrid's Rock Cakes, Treacle Tarts. Oh, see, I like treacle and I like tarts, so I'm going to go for treacle tart. Oh, bloody hell. So the Hogwarts house I belong in is Slytherin. You're a badass in bed. Why, thank you. And people know it. You're not afraid to get a little kinky. Oh, careful. In fact, you'd prefer to. I said careful. And you're not shy about letting people know you're very, very good at what you do. Well, you've got it, flaunt it. I'm kidding. I'm a lady. Well, that's the end of this episode. I do hope you've had fun. If you have, could you please like, subscribe and share and follow me all over the internet? That would be fantastic. I will be back shortly, but in the meantime, do take care of yourself and always play safe. Bye!